It was a sunny holiday, ideal conditions for a little midday political street theater with music in Old Courthouse Square, an event that both lampooned and protested the U.S. Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United ruling. That was the much-disputed decision that declared that spending money is a form of speech protected under the First Amendment and affirmed the idea that corporations hold the same rights as individual citizens. Dressed in a silver wig and a long black robe emblazoned with corporate logos, Judith Iam played the part of a penitent Supreme Court justice.
I want the American people to know that I have seen the light and I am so sorry. We've come to understand that money is not speech, that corporate structure is not in the best interest of people and democracy, and we promise we won't ever do this again.
On our nearby table, ink pads and stamps were made available to spread their message in another way, explained activist Amy Robinson.
The money stamping is to get our message into circulation as much as possible, and it's also symbolic because the Supreme Court ruled in Citizens United that money is speech, which basically means that the more money you have, the more you can speak. So we figured we'd use that and get as much of our message out through money as we can. Humor and symbolism is a lot of what we have to work with.
The local event was one of many across the country, says local Move to Amend organizer Abraham Enton, all with a shared serious purpose.
Today's the anniversary of the Citizens United decision, and it so happens, of course, this year that it fell on Martin Luther King Day and on the inauguration, and it's so symptomatic of what's become of our democracy. So this is a movement that's really growing all over the country. This is the prelude to actually putting a binding initiative on the ballot in 2014.
There were also satirical sing-alongs, homemade protest signs, free cupcakes for those who signed petitions, and handouts bearing the text of a proposed 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which would overrule the Citizens United decision.
The language says that artificial entities of any kind, so that's for-profit corporations, not-for-profit corporations, limited liability corporations, and unions, are not entitled to constitutional rights. That means that they can be regulated by the government. And then the other part is that the Citizens United ruling said that money is the functional equivalent of speech. The second part of our amendment would say money is not speech, and therefore campaign contributions can be regulated.
Robinson notes that many local referenda citing this language were on the ballot across the country last November, and all of them, she says, passed, usually by wide margins. Now, local Move to Amend chapters, such as the one in Sonoma County, plan to build on that through one-on-one advocacy, living room meetings, and other events. And Tin says they are also focusing special attention on members of the state legislature.
The plan is to ask them to pledge to support this amendment, to let us know where they stand, and to pledge to amend. That if this comes to them through the legislative process, they will support this amendment.
The larger goal of Move to Amend is getting their proposed 28th Amendment before voters in as many states as possible in the 2014 general election.
The corporation is not a person. That word belongs to you and me.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.